Jerry Weber is the owner of Green Bio. Jerry, a warm welcome to you on our program.
Good day, Gerda, and good day to your listeners. And once again, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Jerry, I want to speak to you about cover crops in regenerative agriculture. What are the important factors that we must take in consideration?
Cover crops are the fertilizers of the regenerative agricultural system. Just like chemicals that drive the conventional agricultural system, both systems want to achieve the same objective. The conventional system bypassing nature's ability to provide these, and the regenerative system relying on nature to provide these nutrients and other ecosystem functions in an orderly, on-demand basis. In the conventional system, soil chemical analysis and other crop observations are used to establish how much chemicals need to be applied. Historical recipes or precision measuring models mostly determine all these quantities before the seeds are even planted. Sadly, all this science is based on reductive interpretations regarding the crop as an independent organism that has no other association with whatever forms of life. In regenerative agriculture, we use soil health analysis to establish the health status of a soil and its ability to perform all the soil functions, and as this industry grows, we are starting to get some very informative soil health data from these analyses. This information revolves around the analysis that measures the soil's ability to perform the natural soil functions, which are the ability of a soil to provide a habitat for the microbiome that perform all the different tasks that keep the soil functioning, nutrient cycling through atmospheric nitrogen capture, predation, and mycorrhizae activity. The ability to synthesize humus allows for good water infiltration and water retention, suppresses pathogen domination, resists soil erosion, and removes and breaks down harmful substances. Critical soil health factors revolve around the microbial biomass, the feeding potential of these microbes, their diversity, the presence of the functional groups as described by the classical soil food web that allows for predation and diversity within all the species.
Why have cover crops become such an integral part of the regenerative agricultural system?
Cover crops are an important part of any regenerative system because of the unique benefits that many different living roots living together on a land provide to the ecosystems. These services are above ground biomass that is beneficial for livestock grazing, wildlife attraction, pollinator and beneficial insect attractants and habitat. They provide a living root that is beneficial for mycorrhizal fungi and other soil biology of enormous diversity, in nitrogen fixing, in phosphorus solubilization, in nutrient scavenging and storing, in pathogen suppression, improving water infiltration and water retention, improved soil particle aggregation, and reduced soil compaction. Cover crops also create soil armor through a residue mulch layer that is beneficial for reduced or eliminate soil erosion, for decreased soil temperatures, for increased water infiltration, for improved drought resistance, for increased soil organic matter. Lastly, they provide decayed root channels that promote air and water movement in the soil. It's an increased soil organic matter and deeper rooting of subsequent crops through pilot holes.
Jerry, can you give me a practical example of a cover crop mix?
From visual observations pertaining to a specific soil, it is found that it does not infiltrate water, so that's one problem, water infiltration, and exhibits nematode problems. From the soil health analysis, we find that this specific soil is low in soil organic matter, has low soil respiration, has low diversity and zero mycorrhizae, and a low aggregate stability as the major issue. So that is the problem that we want to address. The objective when putting together the cover crop mix will be to improve soil organic biomass, content above the ground, and sugars that feed the microbes below ground through the root exudates. It must improve the microbial diversity, biofumigates to reduce pathogenic nematodes and stimulate mycorrhizae multiplication that will also produce the glues to the soil to improve soil aggregation. So if we take a 13-way cover crop mix for spring planting, the following must be in there. The grasses must be forage sorghum for biomass production, root exudate increase and mycorrhizae attractant. The grain sorghum for biomass and organic content improvement. Pearl millet for diversity increase. The broadleaves buckwheat to assist with phosphorus solubilization to aid the mycorrhizae function, sunflower for mycorrhizae stimulation, phacelia for beneficial insect habitat, squash to increase root diversity as well as microbial diversity. Then the legumes, cowpeas for nitrogen fixation, mung beans for diversity improvement and nitrogen fixing, sun hemp for nematode reduction. And then the brassicas, daikon radish for breaking off compacted layers, oilseed radish for nematode suppression, yellow mustard for nematode suppression and insect predator habitat. Remember, every different species has its own fingerprint of microbes it requires, and the root exudate will therefore be specific to attract and feed these. A symbiotic process then takes place with all these different microbial communities below ground that have been attracted by the different cover crop species to keep soil function intact. Soil health building is an infrastructure building process that creates a diversity of microbial species and a diversity within species. The habitat for this growing population and the communication and transport highways. The very important issue that has to be understood is that you will only derive all these discussed benefits when your soil is connected to the plant root through the mycorrhizal highway that serves as a signaling and transport channel between plant root, plant and soil. Such a soil is in the regenerative phase with all the advantages derived from the microbiological association. Only then will the plant start to derive the benefits from the microbial community's mining activities that solubilize through its mycorrhizae helper bacteria all the mineral nutrients that have previously not been available to the plants. In this instance, you will find nutrient components such as selenium, chromium, cobalt, iodine, tin, vanadium, and more nanonutrients being absorbed by the plant on demand in very minute quantities that are important for human health. These very important nanonutrients have been absent in the crops produced from the chemically driven hydroponic farming methods. When putting together a cover crop mix, it should be goal-orientated to take care of the identified limitations, of which we usually can take care of three most serious limitations, which is rated from the most important to the least important. The limitations or other objectives we use to put together a mix are the following. Do we want to increase soil organic matter? Do we want to reduce erosion? The nutrient cycling? Nitrogen fixation? Provide a lasting residue? Weed suppression? Compaction breaking? Supplemental grazing? Supplemental hay? Attract beneficial insects? Salinity tolerance? Mycorrhizal fungi stimulation? Nematode control? As the industry grows, more specific information on more specific benefits provided by cover crops are emerging, like the antiparasitical effect on cattle of chicory in a pasture mix, the population control of the methanotrophs in the rumen from plantain in pasture mix. A closing remark on the principles of soil health. A regenerative system can only be achieved when at least four of the five principles of soil health are employed. You can, however, achieve some success without animal incorporation. Using only no-till and rotating between three crops will never get you to the regenerative phase.
Jerry, you usually leave us with a significant quote. What is the quote for today?
A quote from Theo Roosevelt, "Conservation means development as much as it does protection. I recognize the right and duty of this generation to develop and use the natural resources of our land. But I do not recognize the right to waste them or to rob by wasteful use the generations that come after us." And I would just like to thank Willie Pretorius of Soil Health Solutions. He can be contacted on 083-458-9854 for helping with complying with document.
For further information, where can you be contacted?
People can contact me on 082-824-7258. Or via email on Jerry with a G, G-E-R-R-Y, @greenbio.co.za.